Here's Corin Stembridge.
When I was a kid, I used to dream of becoming an astronaut, of climbing into my very own rocket, and of speeding past the stars on my way to my coronation as Queen of Pluto. Recently, news stories about the Russian space station Mir, the Leonid meteor shower, and the lost Mars probes have again turned my thoughts and my eyes skyward. Have you ever wondered what it's really like up there? I thought so. So why not buckle yourself and your kids in and take a virtual ride through our galaxy and beyond? As you would imagine, NASA is the place to begin. Their comprehensive site has information geared toward people of all ages. A daily newsletter keeps you abreast of current programs and launches, but you'll find the really cool stuff when you follow the link to NASA for Kids. Here you can take the Near-Earth Asteroid Rendezvous quiz or become a star child at the Learning Center for Young Astronomers. In Kids Space, children are invited to submit their space art and stories as part of an online gallery. At the Space Place, you can download instructions for how to construct a balloon-powered asteroid nanorover. Also at NASA, you'll find the astronaut's job description with lists of qualifications, educational requirements, and a training regimen. It's important for kids to see how much work goes into becoming one of these chosen few. Do you have the right stuff? A visit to the Space Telescope Science Institute, home of the famous Hubble Telescope, is a must. Current views from Hubble include incredible pictures of star births, planetary nebula, and Saturn storms. And you can click on the various images to read press releases for more information. One of my favorite spaced-out sites is called the Nine Planets Multimedia Tour of the Solar System. While visiting, I chose to take a tour of the planet Uranus. First thing I learned, thank goodness, is the appropriate pronunciation of the name Uranus. Then I learned that this planet, discovered by William Herschel in 1781, was actually the first planet discovered in modern times. Finally, if you haven't had enough of things extraterrestrial, you can always pay a visit to the Star Wars site and check on Lucas's progress with Episode 2. These fictional visions of life beyond our time and planet do more than just entertain. They inspire us and push the boundaries of our imaginations. They open up great avenues for discussions about science and science fiction, about the kind of future world our children may wish to design, and about how they plan to get there.